What's up, everybody? It's Roger and James here, from the Disney Kingdom podcast. In this episode, we're going to be talking about Disney, Fox, and Comcast, all the shenanigans of last week, where Comcast put in a higher bid for Fox. I think it was like 65 point something billion dollars. And then that kind of set the catapult, and Disney didn't respond straight away. But Fox is due to have a big meeting in July to basically have a vote on who they go with. Disney then came back with a counter offer of something like 70 odd billion, which is, they upped it by about 20 billion, basically throwed some cash in, because before it was all stock and Comcast was all cash, and now Disney have offered a bit more. Obviously, trumping the Comcast bid, there was also a lot of speculation before that Comcast was stretching themselves a little bit too far to try and get that anyway. So it's unknown if Comcast are going to come into this a little bit more. But Disney are back kind of in the drive. And Fox have already said that's the preferred bid. That's the one that they're recommending that people vote for. And hopefully in a couple of weeks, we might actually get all this kind of set. It's been going around. I mean, Comcast have been floating this concept that they were bidding, and they've been messing about with Sky over here in the UK, trying to get their hands on that. And it's gone through different regulatory processes, and that's all been given a go-ahead. I know the British government's given there, and that's all that matters. We don't worry about yours. And then from that, it's sort of, yeah, it's kind of lots of stuff going on with this bid at the minute.
Yeah, there's a lot going on and a lot of money, just money that doesn't even make sense, really, getting thrown around there. I do need to toss this out right at the beginning, though. Comcast is the parent company for the one that I work for.
Yes.
Having said that, I have absolutely no insider knowledge on this. I have no idea any of the boardroom stuff. So, yeah, there is that, but I want to make sure people know that for whatever reason. Having said that, this is purely speculation. It would not surprise me in the slightest if there were actually some kind of backroom deals going on between Comcast and Disney, because both companies want something different out of this. I mean, there's a little bit of overlap, obviously, that, you know, in channels and stuff, but, you know, Disney's primarily concerned with the content. Obviously, they would like to have the Sky channels, but, you know, they want the licenses. They want to expand the Disney licenses to include other popular franchises, basically just getting a whole bunch of new Star Wars stuff just right up front, figuratively, not literally, obviously. But, and Comcast is more in it for, you know, domination of the television market, the media market. So, again, pure speculation, but I would not be surprised at all if we find out a couple of months from now that kind of some negotiations are done and Comcast says, all right, we'll take these portions, Disney takes those portions, and they go their separate ways.
Yeah, I mean, I it was like, to me, that thing of this, you know, this whole bid stuff can go around. I still think Disney are going to grab it because I think they want it a little bit more and they think they've got a little bit more money behind them. As we're getting closer to this, I think once they're like 70 billion, it's like, if they go any higher, I literally, all I want to do is just kind of like do this, and $1 billion is $100 billion, you know, it's like, it's not like getting far off that. And it was just like, yeah, 70 odd billion. I mean, this is just like crazy numbers being thrown around. The only other thing I did think of, Comcast have done a very good job of just making Disney spend another $20 billion for just literally just throwing their hat in the ring. You know, almost that kind of thing of like, we're going to make you spend a little bit more. And it's like, that's $20 billion less that they can spend on something else to go against Comcast. So I even kind of looking at this, well, actually from Comcast, but it's almost like putting a higher offer on like eBay just to kind of get, because you know you're not going to win it, but you just want the other person to pay a bit more for it, a bit of spite.
Yeah. I agree that there's probably an aspect of that, but this is also kind of what led me to think that maybe the intention, at least maybe from Comcast side, is to go, we can keep raising these numbers here. We know you'll win eventually, but how about rather than paying stupid amounts of money, why don't we kind of cut a deal here? So that was my thinking on that. But of course, both of these companies could both be like, you know what, I'm just going to drop $120 billion on this and... you know, we'll make the money back over 5, 10, 20, however many years kind of thing. So
yeah, I mean, it is a lot of money. I mean, there's a lot of speculation going around with it. It does make me laugh of constantly seeing, like, the Avengers and X-Men kind of being tossed around as like the main thing that's going to benefit from this. And it's like, this is so much more than that's literally like the tiniest thing. There's so much more involved in this bid and what it could mean than just the X-Men joining the MCU. You know, that's a very, yeah, that's probably the most visually thing that we could see straight away. But so many franchises that could be rebooted, relaunched, just a back catalog, just going on their own streaming service. That's a lot. Sky seems to be making up at least a third or a quarter of the entire bid itself. I don't know quite what the Americans are seeing. And, you know, as I said before, you know, we're all looking at Sky over here as something that's like diminishing rather than getting bigger. And the same thing with you, like with television. Television's changing. And it seems odd that they're investing so heavily in television when the rest of the world is kind of retracting from television.
I don't think it's necessarily the television itself. Mm. I think it's the infrastructure.
Yeah.
Because anything that's used to produce television can be used similarly to produce internet series, Hulu series, Disney Now, whatever their web app is called. So, yeah, I agree the television market is kind of – it's not dying, not yet, but it's definitely contracting. Mm. And there will be a point when television as we know it now is – not going to be around anymore. It'll evolve. It'll turn into something else. That's a long way down the road. But still, the companies need to start thinking about it now. Yeah. And that's true for both Comcast and Disney and Fox, for that matter. But I don't think the actual ownership of the Sky channels, you know, getting Sky 1, 2, 3, etc., and being like, it's a Disney channel now. We're going to have Star Wars Rebels playing 24/7 on Sky 2 or whatever. I don't think that's actually part of the thing. And it, kind of getting back to one of the points you raised also, which is that the money involved in this is so stupidly large. Like, it's inconceivable, which is not actually a word, but I wanted to use it anyway because it's a fun thing to say. It's such a large number that, it makes the Avengers look absolutely tiny. The X-Men look tiny. There is no single part of this deal which is like, that is the primary motivating factor right there.
Yeah. There is a thing. If they can make Infinity War about 50 times over, they can pay for Fox. That's basically all they need to do.
Well, yeah, sure. But that's the other thing about it is, you know, the movies are the visual side of the studio. They're the part that we see. And so that's what we naturally gravitate towards as like the important part. That's why people think that X-Men and Fantastic Four are driving this. And they're really not. The actual movies themselves, with the exception of something like Infinity War, which makes $2 billion at the box office, the amount of money that is made on individual films, just the films itself, as far as these companies are concerned, is completely marginal. It's the kind of thing that can get lost in a rounding error.
Yeah.
That's how small we're talking about. And obviously to us, to any regular normal person, we're talking about hundreds of millions of dollars, and that's not small. Yeah. But for a company like Comcast or Fox or Disney, it's nothing.
Because this is the thing as well. I mean, it's going to be big. I'm hoping within a few weeks' time, you know, once we hit July next week, by the end of the week, really, this all goes through, this can get sorted out, because Disney and Fox have been kind of preparing for this for the last 6 weeks. I mean, they've been dealing with this for a while and getting ready for it, making sure everything will go through. I think once the vote goes ahead, we're going to see things speed up a little bit, and I think next year is when we're really going to see it. So we'll talk about that in a few weeks on when it goes through. Whether or not Comcast come back with another offer, I still think Disney are going to be able to counter it, and they've got a little bit more scope to do it, because there was a lot of talk beforehand that even that $65 billion from Comcast was stretching the company a little bit too far.
Yeah, it probably was. I mean, I don't even know these numbers. I don't know what Comcast can reasonably afford, but, I can't imagine that they've got too much more than that. But then on the other hand, you know, I know what I get paid, and it's like, why aren't you increasing our paychecks a little bit over here, guys?
I mean, this is the big thing, is what did actually gets me is when you've got like Disney are in, like, basically in court and in negotiations at both Disney World and Disneyland about paying minimum wage of $15 an hour to their staff at the cast members and stuff. And
$15 is not minimum wage.
Well, that's what they want. They want to get the money up to that money. And then you see these kind of numbers being thrown around, and then you see the bonuses and stuff. It's very, very difficult to be sitting there going, yeah, you haven't got enough money for this, you know. And, oh, by the way, Infinity War made $2 billion, but it's that thing of, yeah, you are, it's that kind of counter-argument. You can't be spending loads of money and taking loads of money and then people eat in poverty. It doesn't look good.
No, but then again, we're also not executives of major corporations that don't get to be like, I wrote my check wrong and oops, that's $3 million yes. that got spent by accident kind of thing.
Yeah.
You know, the perception of scale is just so massive and it's weird. And that's not in defense of any of these companies because Lord knows all of them could certainly stand to pay their techs better, their Disney park attendance, Universal park attendance, etc. Fox doesn't have a park, but you know.
Well, they were starting to build one, I think, out in Saudi Arabia. There was a 21st Century Fox park being built, and actually out, out in Sydney, Australia, they have like a touring area to be able to go around and where they filmed a load of bits and pieces and stuff. So they were kind of, and apparently all work has stopped on the theme park development because.
I would expect so.
Yeah, Saudi Arabia, they're kind of trying to build up their infrastructure for when people aren't using fuel the same. And, yeah, there's a lot of stuff going on. I mean, I think just the franchise rights, there's so much going on with this. I mean, and I know we're going to have to go into this a little lot more detail when the actual thing gets finalized. But, yeah, whether or not we see another bidding furry in the next couple of weeks before it, we could do. It wouldn't surprise me. I mean, I was very surprised when Comcast actually just threw the hat in the ring with her. I mean, they were making quite aggressive moves on Sky over here, offering a lot more than Disney, and then they went the full hog. Because basically, they were waiting for that Time Warner AOL kind of merger as well that did get the go ahead. The trouble is, again, I can almost see these big companies are going, if they don't get bigger, they're going to get swamped out by somebody bigger. They just want to make sure that they are the biggest shark in the pond.
I mean, that is the way capitalism ultimately works, is you want to be the biggest fish in the pond because then you get to set all the rules. Whether or not that's a good thing is something for economists with far more experience in these matters to debate than us. But I'll end at least my opinion on it going back to the original, which is I think more than likely – Comcast game in this is to try to force Disney to the negotiating table with them where they will split Fox up between them. But yeah, we'll see what happens. Yeah.
So we're going to be keeping an eye on this, obviously, in the next couple of weeks. We'll see what happens when the vote comes through. And then once the votes happen and we know what's going on, we're going to be, I mean, Fox is just going to be just becoming a bigger and bigger part, especially if it does get purchased by Disney. It's going to be another massive influx of new content for us. We've already been dipping our toe in bits and pieces, but once it's part of it, it's all going to change. But I'd love to know your thoughts on the bidding wars and what's going on with Comcast and Fox and 21st Century Fox. I'd love to know your thoughts. Go check us out over at DisKingdom.com. Like, subscribe, follow on whichever platform you're watching, listening, on social media, etc. James, where can they find you?
Find me at heroiclegacy.com.
On that note, guys, thank you very much for joining us. We'll be back soon. Laters.
Laters.